Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Reedy Sterlo, MG, Tony Squires with you. What great pleasure it is to welcome to the show one of the stars, a regular, Aaron Woods, joins us. G'day, Woodsy.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Very well. Where are you? You're heading towards game time, taking on the Raiders. Just tell us where you are.
We're in the bus on the way to Cbus Stadium. So we just left our hotel and we should be there in about 40 minutes, I reckon.
Woodsy, when did you find out about the time change?
I literally, because I got up here on Thursday night, Sterlo, literally we were having dinner and then they just said that Melbourne will be playing before us. So we found out probably Thursday night.
Are you learning to live with surprise?
Oh, mate, I live with surprise every day of my life. So it's all good.
Woodsy, I'm glad you found your phone, mate. That's good to know, Woodsy. I was a bit worried you didn't have your phone around, given I've been texting you for about 3 days.
Boys, my missus is in labour trying to have a kid, and all I've got is this gibber Reedy ringing me. Have you had it yet?
He answered me, Reedy. I sent him a couple of texts.
Hey, congratulations, huh? It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, thanks,
how was
thanks,
it?
Reedy, mate. No, it was good. Obviously, we got the news on Sunday that we had to... We're about to fly out to Queensland, so Mrs. took one for the team and spoke to the obstetrician and got induced nice and early, so I was able enough to get up here on a flight and hopefully be playing today.
How was the birth, mate? Was it, it's two
it was
of them.
Unreal, mate.
Two of them now. You got through it, okay? You got through it.
It was good for Woodsy. It was fine for Woodsy.
I was actually in there. I was a bit hot. I had to get a couple of water bottles, so I asked the missus. She just wanted to get it out.
Woodsy, does your wife mind in any shape or form you saying that she took one for the team in any area at all? She's all right with that?
Oh, she's too, mate. She's all good. She's less like me, brother. Yeah,
of course she does. What's not to love? So then in the serious department now, when can you be reunited? What's the situation with it? Because there's a lot going on with the families when they can get there and the hubs and so on.
Honestly, Tony, no idea. So we honestly thought they were coming up today to quarantine for 2 weeks in the Gold Coast. That's obviously been knocked back with obviously all the things that have happened in the last couple of days. So they were like us. They've just got to be waiting and ready to go at any stage because if they get that allowance to come through the borders, they've got to just take it when they get it.
What's the mood of the camp, buddy? After being told last week, on Wednesday, you've got to head up north and it's not really decided yet how long you're going to be there for. What's the mood in the camp at the moment like?
Oh, look, MG, it's only early days, so it's really good. It's good to have all the boys around. Obviously, it's a bit different to when we normally travel because you know, there's certain times when you have to have dinner. There's clean zones, there's dirty zones. You know, you got to wear your mask. There's also two other sides. We've got the Dragons and West Tigers with us. So it's actually helped me because I'm looking for a club, so I'm trying to spend a couple of coaches.
Just hanging around hallways.
Waving to Michael Maguire every time you see him. Thumbs up.
Yeah, I asked him if what he wanted on his dinner. I said he wanted his plate filled up. But, he rushed me. Look, there's so many different things, but we're all going through the same thing. So... Yeah. We spoke about it as a group, you know, there's going to be some tough times coming because we're planning as if we're here for 8 weeks and then whatever, how long far we make it in the semi-finals. So we just said as a group, if you're having some tough times, speak up and we'll just try to help each other get through these times.
So what's the mood like in the bus at the moment about to take on this Canberra side?
Yeah, look, a lot of the boys got headphones in, so they're pretty quiet. A lot of players getting quite nervous, Sterlo, but our preparation's been pretty good, to be honest with you. We had a really good session on Wednesday. The boys flew out then and then it's probably one of our better captain's runs. So, look, I don't want to jinx it, but the boys are quite switched on at the moment.
And I guess the hub life, the bubble life, it's much easier to enjoy if you're actually winning games of footy.
Yeah, definitely. Like, obviously, we're staying with the Dragons, like I said before, and you could see the quite disappointment on their faces when they come back in last night. So, you know, if we can win and enjoy it together and hopefully wet the baby's head tonight.
Oh, that is good. Yeah. That is good.
Oh, yeah.
And you're happy with your own form?
Yeah, I've been enjoying it, mate. We probably had a hiccup a couple of weeks ago against the Broncos, but I think we've won 5 of our last 6. So, you know, the most disappointing thing was losing to the Broncos because that could have gave us a bit of a little jump from the top 8 to the 9 and 10th side. So these games today, especially with Canberra 2 points behind us, is a massive, massive game for us. It's the biggest one of the year. So we're putting everything into it.
Woody, you spoke about your future before and you joked about it and had a lot, you know, we had a joke about it, but does it play on your mind at all?
Honestly, at the moment, no, because we've got that many things going on through my head. So, but look, if I didn't have the baby and we probably weren't in COVID, I'd probably be spending a lot more time thinking about what I'm doing. But yeah, probably since Sunday, my head was completely off. So it was the last thing I was thinking about at the moment. I got told a few things that if I didn't make the flight, I wouldn't be able to play. I'd have to quarantine with the families for 2 weeks. But mate, Peter Vallandis, mate, what a legend. He's done a great job. And he, mate, he got a charter flight for myself. So, mate, I can't thank him enough. And, yeah, honestly, really, it's the last thing I've been thinking about is the contract stuff.
You'll be right, buddy.
Speaking of contact, though, you'd be thinking, did you have skin-to-skin contact with the baby?
Yeah, a little quickly for probably about an hour or two, but then I had to go home and look after the other lunatic that I got at home. So, it was good to get a little bit with a little girl. And, mate, girls are completely different to boys, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Woods, have you bumped anyone at the hotel, some of the old West Tigers boys?
Say that question again.
Put one on their chin or?
it's a different squad to when I play. Yeah. There's a lot of different players, but a couple of the staff are there that I read into and just asked them if they could put a quiet word in for me because, like I said, I am looking. So, we're all just enjoying each other's company. You see everyone. You know, some guys are shy, other guys like to have a yarn. So it's really good to be around the teams.
How was the news received during the week? John Morris has picked up a gig.
Oh, yeah, a lot of the boys are happy, you know. It was disappointing to see him leave, but to Bombers' credit, you know, he did a good job here and you know, he probably didn't leave on the terms that he wanted to leave, but he's pumped to go over to South Sydney. You know, I spoke to him. He actually gave me a ring the other week and, you know, I was asking how he's going and he said there's a few things in the works. So, as a group, we're quite happy for him. He had a lot of guys in the 20 system that he brought through. So, mate, it's, you know, he'll be a massive game for South Sydney because he's one of those guys that crosses the T's and dots the I's like no tomorrow. So they got a good one there.
All right. And we have got a good one here in Aaron Woods. Always a great pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for your time, buddy.
No, thank you, boys. Thanks for having me.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.